This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
I like my singing Southern style.
This is Gerald Turner, your host for Singing Southern Style. Heard every Saturday and Sunday night from 6 to 9 p.m. with the best in Southern gospel and country gospel. Music with a message right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, Singing Southern Style.
I like my singing Southern style.
Southern style!
Safety for your home and family. Now that's important to you. And Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, can help. With security, video surveillance, and access control, Gator Security is available at www.gatorsecurity.com or 800-676-1580. Gator Security, with its 5-year warranty, is a proud corporate sponsor of WCNO. GatorSecurity.com.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You got to take a stand for what is right, and also understand that there's going to be consequences when you take that stand. It's going to be tough. Come on now. Amen? And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? You and I don't get to choose what those consequences are going to be. It ain't up to us. We don't have to do it. We just have to be willing to take the stand. We just have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to stand, Lord. I ain't bowing down. No matter what happens. No matter how bad it gets. I'm going to take a stand. How many of you know that we've been promised a life that's abundant and overflowing in Jesus? Amen? Do you know you've been promised that? John 10:10 says that. You've been promised a life of overflowing and abundance in Him. That's why I'm optimistic about everything. That's why I know we win in the end. I'm at a place where I just want to see the upside of things. I don't want to be pessimistic and passive about things, because I know the promise is real. It's real this morning. Amen? So for somebody like me, that doesn't mean I identify with the stuff that's out there. I'm just going to go over it, go around it, get under it, get past it, do what I got to do. And when I do, it's going to be good because I'm trusting God. I'm going through. I'm going to the other side. Somebody say, I'm going to the other side. Okay, about 5 of you. I'm losing you, ain't I? But how many of you understand this morning, as the people of God, we ought to know that that's truth. That's truth. Amen. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they're facing this thing, and they refuse to bow. So the king calls them in. He goes, listen, y'all embarrassing me, dude. What's wrong with you? I give you this position of authority. I make you known throughout the land. And here you are, you embarrassing me. I went out of my way for you. I gave you this place of authority, and there's people that work for me that didn't even like it when I did it. But I still did it. And now, you're refusing to bow down. Now you got me in a bind. Now you done messed everything up. I really need you to bow down. Can't you just bow down? I really need you to do that. And if you don't, then I really ain't got a choice to do except for what I said I was going to do. And you're going to have to get tossed in the furnace. And this is what they said. They said, listen, king, here's the deal. Our God will deliver us. Our God will deliver us. Now, is that a lack of faith? No, it isn't. It's really just a sign of trust. Because they're saying, even if we have to walk this way, even if we have to do this, if the journey carries us through this furnace, our God will deliver us, king. He's going to deliver us. But His deliverance might come in the middle of it. It might come at the end of it. It might come in the beginning of it. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes our obedience might cause us to walk through a fiery furnace. Sometimes it might be painful. And what we need to have is the confidence and trust that God is going to take care of us, either at the beginning or the middle or the end of it. Our God will deliver us. Amen? The next thing they said to the king was this, but our God will save us from out of your hand. Don't you love that? Our God will save us from it. In other words, we'll not die at your hand. You might be throwing us in the furnace, but we're not going to die at your hand. Because the truth is, we're at a place in our culture where we need to take a stand and let God arise. Now listen, I'm like everybody else in this room. I don't like pain. I'm not interested in being tossed in a furnace. I ain't crazy like that. You know what I'm saying? I really, really, really enjoy pleasure a lot more than pain. Y'all understand that, right? That's one of the reasons why I chose heaven over hell. That factor was weighed into my considering on being, you know, my consideration of becoming a Christian. You know, hell, hot, painful, eternity, torment, screaming, fear, anxiety, pain, pain, pain. Whew. And then on this hand, you got heaven, peace, love, joy, mansions, streets of gold, crystal seas, laughter, and pleasure. Well, come on now. That's a no-brainer. Anybody that would choose hell over heaven after looking at that kind of stuff is really lost their mind. Right? I mean, that wasn't my sole basis for choosing heaven. I chose heaven because Jesus loves me. But, I mean, if it was just based on heaven versus hell, how many know I'm choosing heaven, baby? And if you choose hell over heaven, then we need to talk after church. Because I like nice things. Don't you? Don't y'all want to have a mansion instead of like being chained to a brimstone rock on fire? I mean, I do. I do, amen. Come on, amen. I'm not a pain kind of guy, you know? But this is what I do know, ladies and gentlemen. Neither you nor anybody else or any government or any organization has the final word on me. Or has the final word on you. And what I do know this is that if you kill this thing that I'm living in, this earth suit that I got on right now, all you're really doing is setting me free to go live with my Father in heaven, where the streets of gold are and my mansion's waiting on me. Huh? So what I've come to understand is whether you kill this thing that I'm living in or you don't kill this thing that I'm living in, either way, God's going to save me. I'm saved. Come on, somebody shout, I'm saved. Amen? I might have to walk through some painful places sometimes, but no matter what happens, God will save me. Amen? And we need to know this. We need to have a revelation of this operating in our lives, because when we do, that revelation removes all fear, and it removes all the worry. It removes the unknown. It removes the uncertain, the fear of who's in the White House, the fear of who's in Congress, the fear of who's in the State House, the fear of what the doctor says, the fear of what the doctor didn't say. It takes it all away. Come on, somebody. When we walk in this revelation, it carries me to the other side of whatever it is that I'm being persecuted for. My God has saved me. My God has saved me. My God has saved me, ladies and gentlemen, and He saved you too. Whether you check out today or 10 years from now or 50 years from now, you have been saved. Amen? So whatever you see, hear, or read, or whatever somebody tells you, wherever it comes from, what you need to understand and know this morning is, my God has saved you. He saved you. Now check out their declaration. They went on to say this. Whatever it is, whatever you do, you need to understand this, King. We're not bowing down. You ain't got enough money. You ain't got enough power. You ain't got enough authority. We're not going to bow down. We will not bow. Can I just tell you this? I love living in this country. And I've been around the world. I've been in a lot of parts of the world. And it's true. America is the greatest country on the face of the planet. And you know, I'd do whatever I'd have to do to defend this country. I was in the military for 3 years. And I fought to defend this country. But that being said, first and foremost, I am a citizen of heaven. I'm a citizen of heaven, and my identity is as a child of Christ. Amen? My trust and my future is not in the United States of America. It's not in this government. It's in God. Huh? What 2013 holds for me is not based on what happens in this country. It's based on what God is doing in my life. Amen? Now, I'll do everything I can to do to help establish this nation and this country to help them get a love for God. Absolutely. That's what we do as Christians. And some of you need to understand your responsibility as a citizen, as a Christian, to try to get Jesus in the culture. And that means sometimes by how you vote. I mean, voting's good. Amen. We need to take part in that. But that's not the answer for us. Jesus is the answer for us. Somebody say, Jesus is the answer. So we have a role in it. So when we seek God and get discernment, then we need to exercise what the Lord is showing us and hopefully put people in the right office and are in the right job that know how to that have the moral convictions of Jesus Christ in their life. And that's what we do. We do the best we can. And then we spread the gospel and we pray. Amen. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. Listen. Everybody look up here at me. Stop looking down. Look up here. Listen to me. Here's the deal. The deal is, you just don't bow down. Are you hearing me? It's your job not to bow down. Amen? The Bible says when they refused, the king heated the furnace 7 times. 7 times hotter than it was before. Now, I don't understand that at all. Because, I mean, it's hot. Hot is hot. You know, if it's hot enough to kill you, it's hot enough to kill you. Why make it 7 times? We're going to kill you 7 times? I don't know. But, I mean, hot is hot, right? The only thing I can think was he was just so upset with them. You know, he was going to burn them up, or maybe he had mercy on them and wanted them to die really fast. I don't know. But in the spiritual realm, I do have a revelation of it, because Nebuchadnezzar thought he was in charge of the thermostat. How many know Nebuchadnezzar wasn't in charge of the thermostat? He wasn't in charge of it. He had a plan. He just didn't understand that his plan was part of God's plan. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Whoever is orchestrating the pressure of your life, whatever has caused you grief in the past, what we need to understand is that their hand is not on the thermostat. God's is. God's hand's on the thermostat. He's the one in charge. He's the one that has the final word. And the pressure that's coming towards you in your life throughout the past year and throughout the year that's coming is not designed to destroy us, but it's coming to perfect us. It's coming to change us. It's coming to make us better than we were before. The story goes on to say that the strong man tied up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they were very strong, very brave men. And when they went to the furnace that was heated up 7 times hotter than it previously was turned up, that the men that got close to throw them in, that it was so hot that they died while throwing them in. They didn't even get in the furnace. They were just throwing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the furnace, and they died throwing them in. Think about that. Isn't that cool? Isn't it cool to know that God will go ahead of you and take care of your enemies? Take care of your issues and your problems? In other words, don't be afraid of the furnace. Even if you die in it, don't be afraid of the furnace. Don't fight with it. Embrace it. It's going to be all right. Hear me this morning. It's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right, ladies and gentlemen. What the enemy designed with fear and the other stuff to destroy us, God has designed to perfect us.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461.